Well, good morning.
Morning.
We're back with Full Clarity Podcast, and we even have Adam Hajibai, which is
I'm back.
So last time we were discussing the neurons that go from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex. I know it sounds like obscure, but the reason it's important is because think of it like this: the amygdala represents your animal side or your animal brain, and the prefrontal cortex, which is, let's say, the front part of your brain, represents your ability to think rationally. So in theory, if you were to have a desire, where would it come from? It comes from the amygdala. And if you were to control the desire, what part of your brain do you use to control it?
The prefrontal cortex,
exactly. So I said what's very interesting is that the neurons going from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex are thick, and there are many of them. But there are much fewer of them that go back the other direction, which means that built into the system, it's already going to be more difficult to control desires than to have your decision-making influenced by your desires. That's just the way Borei Olam made us. So the first point I want to make about that is that we all, and I say this often, is that we've all bought into this very like Christian notion of developing feelings of intense guilt over not being able to control our desires and things like that. And that's not a Jewish idea. Meaning, Borei Olam made us with an inherent inadvantage when it comes to controlling temptation, right? So for a person to beat themselves up every time they don't control their desires, I think you can pretty much assume that Borei Olam knows that it's going to be a struggle. It will be a struggle. So it's not, if you want to control it, it doesn't help to make yourself depressed over the fact that you're not controlling yourself. And all of that, this applies to any temptation. The most simple of which is eating food. You could, you know, you could see all of the desires in just the temptation for food. Now, but that's not enough. Meaning, it's not enough to pat yourself on the back and say, "Okay, I could go, I could do whatever I want, and Hashem's never mad at me." You still, your duty is to try to control yourself and to live a life of the soul as opposed to an animal life, a life of the mind as opposed to a life that's based only on the amygdala. So, how does a person do it? You have to make an extra effort to think about your actions. This is the opening part of the Mesilat Yesharim, which is a book written by our Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who basically goes through step by step how a person can perfect himself. And his first thing is that a person has to think about their actions. It sounds simple, but how many of us actually do that? How many people actually think about their actions? So we're going to go down to breakfast right now, and there's going to be a ton of food. By the way, there's a ton of food at Javun Minyan, so welcome, anybody who's listening to this, please come. And then you're going to see a lot of food. Now, how many of us are going to think? We're going to take the piece of potato in our hand, and we're going to say, by eating this, am I going to be a happier person afterwards or a sadder person afterwards? How many of us are going to do that? None. None of us are going to do that. But that's what it actually takes to actually control behavior. The real goal in our lives is going to be, can we be constantly aware of what we are doing? Because if we're not aware of what we're doing, guess who's going to be in control? The animal side. The animal side is always going to be in control because that's the stronger side. If we make an extra effort to be aware, then you have a chance of maybe controlling your desires. So for example, let's take the food example again. What is the perfect way to test yourself to make sure what you're eating is something that is good for you? First of all, make a beracha. Because by making a beracha, you're actually thinking about what you're doing. And on top of that, get yourself used to, and it's something, by the way, I tried doing this week, and it's very interesting. Like, it actually works. It says, whenever you're about to eat a food, actually say the word. Say like this: okay, I'm about to eat this. Am I going to be happier after eating this or sadder after eating this? And I mean, it's pretty extreme to actually say that thing or talk to yourself like that, but it works. It works because then it trains you to be more. All you need to do is to develop more awareness of what you're actually doing, and then it becomes easier to control. You know, so that's the idea. It applies to all for guys. Obviously, there are other things that applies to. But the first step, as the Mesilat Yesharim says, is to be vigilant about our actions. Actually, think about what we're doing, and to think, okay, I'm going to do. It feels good now. Am I going to be happier? Because if we make more decisions that we're happier with, and less decisions that feel good, guess what? We're going to be much happier people. That's really the thing. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. 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 Amen.